This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Talk about some Prote Alayla. Talk about till where we could reach this night. Some Ramazim in the Seder HaGadah. The question why it says in Aramis. The simple truth some everybody knows. We magdim a piece of maral in Pekei Oves, Perkei Mishnah Chof Beis. The Mishnah says, Lefum Tzara Agra. The Maral asks, why is this Mishnah written in Aramis? Could be written in Lashon Kodesh. And the Maral says, Devarim Neiroim Ad Miyot. Based on other places that it says in Maral, that Malachim will not exist L'Olam Haba. Because Malachim don't get Tzchar. And if you don't get Tzchar, you won't be around in L'Olam Haba. Why won't they get Tzchar? Because they have no Yigiyah. Because they don't have no esteres. They have no problems. Nothing is ma'akev them. They do Ratzon Hashem without any avodah. And therefore they don't get Tzchar. You know, the Gemara tells us in Shabbos, when Moshe Rabbeinu went to Shemayim, Moshe Rabbeinu overcame the Malachim, Kulum Lemitzrayim Yiradetem. The whole inyonim of Avodas Hashem that there is in this world, which comes with Yigiyah, they don't have. So the Heilige Maral, if the Malachim would know that Lefum Tzara Agra, that we get Tzchar because we have Tzar, they would be Mekatrig on us, they would be Mekana us, they wouldn't be Soivel the Lefum Tzara Agra. So it had to be hidden in the Mishnah. The Lefum Tzara Agra had to be written in Aramis. Adav Anoira from Amaral. Meaning that the next time we complain that life is hard and the nisyonos are hard, so mechapen that the malachim, exactly that's the mekanaos, for our hardships, for our nisyonos, for it comes hard to us. That's the reason the malachim are mekatrik and are mekanaos, and that's hidden from the malachim. It's a maral to look up inside to see the nekuda and the flaw that the maral is megala. Person starts the agada. In the beginning of the Agadah, the Malachim are still here. We know that it is a piece of Zohar Kodesh printed. In the beginning of the Agadah, Pekud Adar, that the Rebbeinu Shalom comes down with the whole Pamal Yishalei, and they come down and watch the way Eden have the Seder. When we start the Seder, Alach Ma'anya, we have Malachim with us. And the Malachim will hear that we say, Alach Ma'anya, the Achala of Asana, Ba'ara de Mitzrayim, this is the Lechem Oini. What does it mean, Lechem Oini? Sasemeth writes in Parshas Vayechi, when he talks about the two kinds of Lechems that there are. He talks about Yehuda and Yosef. Middle of a piece, he says three, four words, Dvarim Neiroim, Lechem Oini, Lechem that we were rewarded for this Lechem because of our Oini. That means Lechem Oini. Lechem that we got through the Oini. Through the Oini in Mitzrayim. We got such a Neure de Kizach. It's called Matzah. That's called Lechem Oini. Halach Ma'anyo de Achola Besona Ba'ara de Mitzrayim. We're talking about the Lechem that they ate in Mitzrayim. The way Mefarshim learned Adarab, but it was part of the Oini. The way we're learning now that it's the Lechem that they got through the Anyo that they had in Mitzrayim. Hashata Avdi Daika in Aramis. Hashata Avdi, when now Avodim, we have suffering Golos. Hashata Avdi, Taka in Aramis, Hashata Avdi. Lashon Abba B'nei Chayrin, because of the Avdi will be Lashon Abba B'nei Chayrin. Because we suffer in Golos, and because of the Golos, we'll be able to be. And that all has to be hidden in Aramis, because the Malachim can't be saved it. Why Daika, the first piece, has to be written in Aramis more than the rest? Demre Noyam writes, why we say Tzeischem L'Sholem, Leil Shabbos Kedish, after we say Shalom Aleichem, there are others that don't say Tzeichem L'Shalom. Why do we say Tzeichem L'Shalom? Zogdim Reinayam, because Malachim can't be by our Suda. Malachim have no Shaykhs to our Suda Shabbos. So the Shabbos is Lemailam Imadregis HaMalachim. A Yid Shabbos by the Suda elevates himself. So we say to the Malachim, Tzeichem L'Shalom, this is not for you. We're going now above you. Ashtege, like it says by Avraham Avinu, that the Malachim came, and who oimed aleihem, he was higher than the Malachim. He elevated himself above the Malachim. And that's the way a Yid is Shabbos. A Yid starts off the Seder. He starts off the Seder, Kadesh Urechatz. Everybody knows the question that Kadesh Urechatz is in the wrong order. There's many terutzim that are said on this question. But if we are medayik and davening every day in Birchas Krishma, when we talk about the Malachim, we talk about the Malachim that they come, that they do their Aveda, and they're mekadosh themselves to Aveda b'kedusha u'betahara, first kedusha and then tahara. So we see that the Seder by the Malachim is takik kadosh urechatz. So a Yid Leila Seder starts off the Seder on the dag of a Malach, kadosh urechatz b'kedusha u'betahara zeh ve'amalach. That's when he is by Halach Ma'anya. When he goes past Halach Ma'anya, the Malachim aren't there anymore. He can start talking in Lashon Kodesh already. Because it's Nishtegev Shabbos, and it's greater than Shabbos. And the Nekuda of a Yid, till where he elevates himself, when he comes already into the Avodah, after Halach Ma'anya, he's already past the Malachim, and he's higher than the Malachim, and he doesn't have to worry about the Malachim anymore, because the Malachim aren't there anymore. Because they're only there for the Halach Ma'anya Taka. And when we go further, we're above the Nekuda of the Malachim. The Abba Benel explains the question of the Shaila of Kol HaLayla Yisanu Eichlen Chometz U'matzah. Halayla Azeh Kulay Matzah, that the question is that in a Korban Teidah, there is Matzah and Chometz, 30 Chalais Matzah and 10 Chalais Chometz. And Halayla Azeh Kulay Matzah, meaning that he explains that the Inyan of Leila Seder, the Pesach Matzah, has a connotation of a Teidah to it. And Memele, it's a Shlomim, and it's different than a Shlomim. It's Nechol Be'etzem L'Yoyim V'Layla. It's not Nechol Be'Yoyim, because you have to wait till Layla. But Be'etzem, it has Dine Teida to it. And therefore, the question is, why is it different than a Teida? Why is a Teida have Chometz, and this doesn't have Chometz? There are many Terutzim. Maybe we could a little bit explain an Avona Chadosha, and what the reason there's no Chometz on Leila Seder, and even though it's a Teidah, there's only Matzah and not Chometz U'matzah. To understand why there is Taka Chometz in a Teidah. A person brings a Teidah after he sees the Dalit Tzrich and La'edais, if they're Mechuyev a Teidah, they're not Mechuyev a Teidah, or Bal Kolponim, we bring a Teidah when it becomes an Inyan of Hakara, that the Eibishter did me a neurodike chesed, and the Eibishter saved me, and I have to be makir that, and I bring a korban teida. We realize the godless Hashem when the Eibishter gives us, saves us. We know the Gemara tells us in Masechtes Berachos that Ashrei David HaMelech skipped the is nun, because it says nun is nafla, an inyan of nefila. Afal became Chazer David with Samchei Beruach HaKedish. David HaMelech came and was Samchei Beruach HaKedish. It says, Seimech Hashem L'chol HaNeflim, the Nun of Nefila, is in the Samach. A very hard Gemara to understand. Mamonav Shach, what does the Gemara mean? He didn't write a Nun, it's Nefila. What does they have that it's afterwards? The Nekuda that one has to bring out is a very Meredik Nekuda in Avedis Hashem. We are maminim b'nei maminim, that everything the Rebbeinu Shalom does in the world, the Rebbeinu Shalom does himself, and the Rebbeinu Shalom runs the world completely. We are maminim that everything happens through the Ribbono Shel Olam. But it's hard for us in our stage of Golos to be able to be marked that the Golos and Geula are all the same. That just like when it comes Geula, everybody will be marked the Teva of Geula. To be marked the Golos and realize that the Golos is the same Teva as the Geula, and realize that it's all the Teva 100% as if the Geula, that a person doesn't see. He doesn't see. He could see afterwards, hindsight, after the Geula, he could see how the Golos brought about the Geula, depending on how far his Emuna and his Behirus of Emuna goes. David HaMelech didn't write a Nun, because a person can be Meshabeach B'Shas Nefila. To be Meshabeach B'Shas Nefila, one can be Meshabeach B'Shas Nefila. He can be Meshabeach on the Nefila after the Smicha. After Soimech Hashem, he could say L'chol HaNeiflim. There is a mokim to understand the Nefila after the Smicha. Meaning the order is Be'etzem, that the Nefila is a Smicha, but he doesn't realize that the Nefila is a Smicha. After he sees the Smicha, he realizes that the Nefila came for a reason, and he realizes the reason why the Nefila came. It says in Svarim, I don't remember where, that Neis is Be'etzem, a Nun, and a Samach. It's Nefila and Smicha, meaning that truthfully the Nefila is the same Neis like the Smicha, but you don't see it and you don't realize it, not B'Shas Nefila, and even after the Smicha, you don't realize the Hakara Berura, that the Nefila was a Smicha. That is the Nekuda of a Toida. A Toida one brings after one sees an Ace. After one sees an Ace, he brings the Korban Toida on the Chelek HaNes. He also has to bring Chometz. You know what he brings Chometz for? On the Chelek that wasn't an Ace, on the Chelek of the Tzara that he went through, and his Makir, in there was also Ribbono Shel Olam. But he can't bring it that it should be Matzah, because he doesn't have that Akara, the same Akara in the Tzara as he has in the Nes. Therefore, he could only bring Chometz, meaning that it was Nechmatz. It went into the Bria, it went into Tzara. I realized that the Ribbono Shel Olam was there, but it's not the clarity in Havana. Masha'en kein Leil HaSeder. Leil HaSeder, the Sfasemis teaches us that Achilles HaMorer on Leil HaSeder is to be Mishabeach on the Morer as much as a Mishabeach on the Geula. When one says the Haggadah, the Sfasemis points out in one of the Mamorim in Parshas, in Shabbos Haggadah, that more of the Haggadah spends time on the Golos than on the Geula. Why? Why do we talk about the Golos? Second question that he talks about, why is Leila Seder called Seder? What does the word Seder connotate? And the Sasema says that we say Shvach on the Golos Leila Seder. We are able to elevate ourselves and say Haggadah, and say that the Seder of Golos, we realize, was with a Seder, and it was just like the Geula. The Maral says Seder, that one can say that the Eibishter doesn't make Nisim. The Maral says in the Agdama to Gvuras Hashem, that there is a Seder to nest to. And the Chedushrim said that that's why it's called Leila Seder. The Sfasema says that not only are we saying that the Geula is with a Seder and Nisim is with a Seder, and it's not a Yitzia from Seder. We're even being makir on the Golos itself that it's a Seder. That the Golos is with the same Seder as the Geula. And that's the Akara that a Yid is makir on Leila Seder. That he could be Mishabeach on the Marer. He could say it on the Marer Shvach, just like he could say on the Geula. And he could say on the in the Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Golos and the Geula in one, that is Kulay Matzah. We elevate ourselves above a Teida, above the Akara of a Teida. In a Teida, the Akara of the Tzara is only in a Pchina of Chometz. It's not with the clarity of Matzah. It's a Taruvah of Ra and Teiv. It has in it a Nekuda of not being clear in the Tzara. One time there is, in Leila Seder, Yid elevates himself. And he has such a akara in Behirus and Amuna, and such an akara in Yitzias Mitzrayim, that he's able to eat Mara and Amatza, and he's able to make Kairach from the Mara and Amatza. He's able to put them together and say that there's no difference between one and the other. They're both one Tachlis, they're both one. In Yeshua Siankiv, it says that the reason why we paskin mitzvahs aim Hillel holds, or those who hold, that mitzvahs aim mevatlin zu ezu, is because they all have the same siba. They're all one. Meaning that two separate mitzvahs, the Shuas Yankiv and others, hold that maybe you won't say mitzvahs aim mevatlin zu ezu. Only when the mitzvahs have the same mechuvan. So you can learn a pashat mechuvan, that all zeicha liyitzias mitzrayim. Maybe in avodah we could elevate that kairach could only be kairach only when you're makir, only when you're makir that the tzara and the gula are one. Then the tachlis of kairach, the tachlis of marer, and the tachlis of matzah aren't different. Then mitzvahs aim avatle zu ezu. Then the mitzvahs have one objective, the same objective of emunah, the same objective as being makir, the Rebbeinu Shem runs the world, with no other akara differently of the marer and the matzah. That's the mitzvah say mavat lezu ezu that lies in the kairach. The svasemes be'etzem it's mavuyer in svarim b'shem the zera kodesh that the matzah is from the lashon masa umeriva, from the lashon in aramis. That a machlekes is called matzusa, an inyan of pirut, an inyan of riv, an inyan of machlekes. Matzah refers to an inyan of matzusa and riv. Maybe we can understand a poshet to pshat how matzah lies in it, an akuda of riv. Which riv are we talking about? What riv lies in matzah? The Gemara says in Masechtas Berachos, La'olam yargis adam yetzer tov al yetzer ra. Im nitzchoy mutiv, im lav yasek b'teira, im lav yikra kriyashma, im lav yaskelei yoyim amisa. Maybe we can go through the avoida of Leila Seder and see that that is the avoida of Leila Seder. We just said over that matzah is from the lashon of reiges, the lashon of melchama, la'olam yargiz adam yetzer tov al yetzer hara. The Balatanya in Likutei Torah mentions a matzah, the la'olam yargiz adam yetzer tov al yetzer hara. So the inyan of matzah is to go out with melchama against the yetzer hara. Rav Tzadik HaKohen writes in Machshavas Charutz that there aren't four, three yetzers in the Gemara. We're ruggled to hear there's three yetzers. Torah, Krishma, and Zichra and Yom Amisa. There's not three Eitzes in the Gemara. There's four things in the Gemara. The Eitzah is being constant battle with the Eitzah Hara. Thus is the Eitzah. Have a sinner to the Eitzah Hara. Have a regez on the Eitzah Hara. Thus is the Eitzah for a Yid. If that Chas V'Shalom slips, then comes Torah, Krishma, and Yom Amoves. Matzah is la'olam yargiz adam yetzer tov al yetzer ra. Thus is matzah. Matzah also has in it the nekuda of Torah. The pasuk says in Tehillim, "Tzayrascha b'seich meyoy." The Avad HaMelech says the Torah is b'seich meyoy. I heard from the Rebbe the Leif Simcha Schus Eyadna Aleinu. What does it mean, "Tzayrascha b'seich meyoy"? When is Tayrascha b'seich meyoy? And he said that that is the matzah. Matzah is meramez on Torah also. It says in Svarim, kama v'kama remozim, that matzah is meramez on Torah. And that is the Tayrascha b'seich meyoy that there is in the Achilles ha-matzah. We eat for matzah two kizesim. There are many reasons for the two kizesim. Those who know halacha know that it's very hard to explain the two kizesim. It is above our hasaga exactly why we need two kizesim. One can say for the moitzi and for the matzah, and when he tries to explain why the moitzi needs a kizayis, he runs into a lot of trouble, why he has to eat a kizayis daika, and what is the nekuda of that kizayis. The Aruch HaShulchan says in many places, in a few places for sure, that in everything that Chazal were misakin, there lies a lot of hidden reasons besides the goli de kitam. Se barak achama, that the two kizesim of matzah have a hidden reason to it, because al pi pashtus they don't have any kavana whatsoever why we should need two kizesim. Avada, there's a long Shulchan Aruch Harav that tries to explain it, and the Magen Avraham and the Mishneh Berurah. I'm not saying that one can't explain it. I'm saying that after everything is said and done, it's a little bit problematic why you have to eat a kezayis for the meitzi, which we don't have to ever eat a kezayis right away. And what is the nekuda that it can be both? I know it's a mitzvah chavilas chavilas. A lot of problems. So it's ken zayin selik nocha nekuda, because there's taka two kezayis in matzah. One kezayis matzah is the kezayis of matzah of the reiges of la'olam yargiz adam. There's a kezayis matzah that's already a different kezayis matzah, a kezayis matzah of imlav yasek b'teira. After the kezayis matzah of yasek b'teira comes marer. Marer, as it says in Arizal, is begematria moves. What does it mean, marer is begematria moves? There are pshatim, a lot of pshatim in it. Will be matzia anu pshat. It says in Chuvis HaRashba, Haylecha HaRagnu Kol HaYoyim goes on Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema is Misa. Kriya Shema is Mesiras Nefesh for the Ribbono Shel Olam. Kriya Shema means Mekabel on himself, Nekuda of Misa. That's why Morar is Meramez on Kriya Shema. Morar is Meramez on Mesiras Nefesh. And Morar is Meramez on the Nekuda of Imlav Yikra Kriya Shema. Hillel Ayakairach Pesach Matzah Morar. Zeicha Lemigdash Kehillel. There's two Gerses in the Lashon. We have a Gerses Pesach Matzah Morar Machlekes Erishenem. The Rambam says Hillel was only Kairach Matzah Morar. Most Haggadahs we say Hillel Ayakairach Pesach Matzah Morar. Re'ei Dovar Pele. We said Morar is Begematria Moves. Pesach Matzah is Begematria Zikarain. Pesach Matzah Morar is Zikarain Moves. The third eighth of Yaske Leyeim Amisa. The Wavoid of Leila Zeder is to go out of Shibud of Yetzahara. That's the true Aveda. Chometz is Meramis on the Yetzahara. The Aveda of Leila Zeder is to go out of Shibud to Yetzahara. Every mitzvah is an Eitzah. As it says in Zera Kodesh, there's Tayag Eitin, there are Tayag Eitzes that the Eibishter gave. Eitzes for what? Eitzes to overcome the Yetzirah. The Gemara teaches us the three basic Eitzes that there are, and if that's the Avodah of Leila Seder, to go out of our Shibit to the Chometz, which is Meramit on the Yetzirah, as it says in Chuvis HaRadvaz, that's why Chometz is also B'mashu. We realize that the Eibishter gave us in Leila Seder three eitzes, how to overcome, and how to overcome our shibud, how to overcome our shibud to the Yetzirah. We'll go a little bit further to another nekuda and try to bring out a little bit more the Avodas Halayla. We say a pasuk in Yecheskel, which Rashi brings in the Kriya of Parshas Achodesh, Parshas Bei. The Rebbeinu Shlom says, "Ve'ever ve'erech, ve'ever alayech ve'erech mispeiseses bedamayech, ve'erech mispeiseses bedamayech chayi bedamayech chayi." What is this bedamayech chayi bedamayech chayi? The topple bedamayech. What does it mean, b'damaya chayi, b'damaya chayi? A Chazal teach us, it means dam Pesach and dam Mila. Two mitzvahs asei that are different than all the mitzvahs asei. There's no other mitzvahs asei that has chorus. The Mishnah says in the beginning of Masechtes Krisos, shloshim v'sheish krisos b'teira, 34 alavin. Pesach emila atu mitzvah saseh sheyesh ben karis. You don't bring a chatas other than the other 34. What is the nekuda of Pesach emila miyuchid? What is the nekuda? The Sfasemis points out a davar nifla about the krisus. The Sfasemis says on a posik, chai chai yoiducha. The posik says, chai chai yoiducha. So the heilige Sfasemis, a person has two chayim. A person has in himself two nekudas of chayim. Chai chai yoiducha. What are the two nekudas of chayim that a person has? A person has two brisos, two connections to the Heilige Bashefer. A bris is a connection. A bris means I make a connection to a degree that I'm connected, kaviyochol, half and half. A moridic connection to the Eibishter. The Eibishter gave us a koyach of bris aloshain. In the dibur of a person, there's a krisis bris with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, that our bris, that our Loshain is mechubar to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and there's a bris mila, two nekudos that there is, two brisos that there is. So Samus points out that roiv krisos that it says in the Mishnah are either on bias asuris or on macholis asuris or on dibur. Chai chai yoiducha, zaktis Samus. We have 18 and 18. 18 and 18 are 36. That's the Shloshim V'Shesh Krisus B'Torah. The Shloshim V'Shesh Krisus B'Torah that are connected the Chai Chai, connected the two Chiyusun that a Yid has. A Yid has Chiyus of Torah, Chiyus of Dibur, which is Torah, the Koyach HaDibur of a Yid, which is the Nefesh Chaya Ruach Mamalala, and a Yid has a Koyach HaChiyus of Bris Mila. Vayemareru es chayeyem, says in Sfasemes in Parsha Shmos, the Mitzriim were vayemareru es chayeyem loshen rabim. Both chayim there were vayemareru. Side the koyach hadibur and side the koyach of Bris Mila. Side the koyach hadibur, as it says in Zohar HaKadosh, in Mitzrayim the dibur was in Golos, and side the koyach of Bris Mila, as it says in Chazal, Heferu Brismila, whatever it means, even though it doesn't mean exactly the Pshutek Shadvarim, but Chazal tell us on the Pasik Ashalayada Es Yosef, it means the Nekuda of Yosef HaTzadik, the Nekuda of Brismila, Vayemareru Es Chayayim. And when we came out of Mitzrayim, the Rebbeinu Shalom gave us two mitzvahs, Pesach and Mila. Pesach, as you do from Zohar HaKadosh, from Arizal, that Pesach is the tziruf of two words, Pesach and Bris Mila. The Eibishter gave us back our two chayim, b'domayich chayi, b'domayich chayi. Let us be marchiv a little bit more. Let us be marchiv a little bit more. The Heilige Chasam Sofer writes in Parshas Tazria, when he talks about the mitzvah of Mila, he writes in the middle of a shtickle, Kiyudua, that in the mitzvah of Mila, there's a nekuda of Dam, as we just learned, Dam Pesach and Dam Mila, the Indian of Atof is Dam Bris, there's a nekuda of Dam in Bris Mila, and so too there's a nekuda of Dam in Korban Pesach, nekuda two Dams. In the middle of a piece, the Chasam Sofer writes that Dam is Begematria Kel Echot. Seeing this Chasam Sofer, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam opened my eyes to a matana, not for me, not only to be a tziner, to be mashpia l'rabim. And there's nothing, a neurodik in the kudabot. In Pasuk it says, in Parshas, Kisisa, lo sishtachvu le'el achar. There's a love in the Torah, lo sishtachvu le'el achar. We know El Achar is Begematria Amalek, and we have to change that El Achar to El Echot, to become Mimamin in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is a Kel Echot. Like we heard from the Chasam Sofer, that it says that Dam is Begematria Kel Echot. There is another Gematria of Dam. The Pasuk says, Mi Yitein Tor Mitomei Loi Echot. The Heilige Slonimah in Divrei Shmuel, says a word, a yesodistic word in Avdus Hashem. A person wants to go from Tuma to Tara. He wants to make an about face in his life. Mi yiten ter mitame. So if we will ask professionals or those who are here to tell us how to make changes in your life, go very slow, don't go fast, don't worry if you fall 20 times, don't make such a strong Kabbalah, go slowly. The Slonim Azaktons, if you want to make a change, you have to say a one time no, that you never have to say no again. Loi echad, one no. Meaning a complete achlata, never again will I touch it, never again will I do it. Then you could make ter mitame. A shvacha achlata will never overcome. Only a loy echad, one no. Akoponim, we learned there's a nekuda of sur meira, which is loy echad. There's a nekuda of asei toiv, which is keil echad. There's a nekuda of going away from the ra, and there's an akuda of going be mekabel the teif. Pesach and Mila, dam Pesach and dam Mila. B'damayeh chayi. There's two dams, there's two mesiras nefesh that we need to have. One mesiras nefesh of a yid is, the mesiras nefesh of loyechot dam Mila. One mesiras nefesh is the koyach of being mekabel al malchus shemayim. Mishchu yedeichem avaydezara, kulachem tzayin shal mitzvah, being mekabel al malchus shemayim, the asei teiv, that's the Pesach, that's the keil echot, those are the two damim. Chad gadya, dezovin abo bitrei zuzei. Gadya is begematria chai. Chad gadya. There are two chayim that a yid has. One chayim is dam Pesach, dam Mila. One chayim is dam Pesach. Chay yoiducha. Chad gadya. Dizovin abo bitrei zuzi. Taitch rabbele eger. Hafle deke taitch. There are two moves that a person has to give. Zuze is a move. One move you have to make is sur meira. The other move is to jump to the asei toiv. A gedi is a koifetz. Gedi is a kofetz miroish hagag. A mishnah in perek beis de baba kama. A gedi is the koich of kfitza. A yid has chad gadya. A yid has two koiches to jump. Two koiches to make a jump. Pesach is from the lashon of jumping. A yid could jump away from the ra, a jump that will never touch the ra again. He'll never come in contact with the ra again. A loy echad, a firm loy, a loy that will never move, a loy that will never change. And a keil echad, a kabbalas olmach shamayim, a festive kabbalas olmach shamayim, a mesiris nefesh tikedam, a mesiris nefesh tikedzuz meira, and the mesiris nefesh tikedam, does it dissolve in Abba bitrei zuzi, dissolve in Abba the Eibish to Boros. What does it mean, the Eibish to Boros? It says in Divrei Shmuel, Parshas Bishalach, on the Pasik, Zekeli ve'anveyu, Zok de Divrei Shmuel, Zekeli, it's your God. What did you pay for it? How's it yours? What made it yours? It's what is it yours? What did you give him for it? The same thing, Zok de Rabbi Asher Kalina, Rabbi Asher Stolina, in Beisaren, Mo Hashem Elekech Oshoyel Mi'imach. Pachat von a word, pachat von a word. Schabta zitter to say over such a word. Mo! You know what Eibishter asks you? Hashem Elekecha. Shoyel mimach. Where? What? When? With what is it Elekecha? That's what Eibishter is Shoyel mimach. Eibishter asks you, with what is it Elekecha? With what is it you got? With what did you pay for it? What did you give for it? You know what we give for it? Dam. Dam we give for it. Mesiras Nefesh. mit dem Zeichad Gadio, Chad Gadio, the Zovin Abba, Vinu Shebeshamayim, Boros with that Gadio, with that Chayim of the Dam, the Zovin Abba, Bitre Zuzi, with that move that we made with Mesiras Nefesh, mit Mordiki Mesiras Nefesh, nothing comes easy to go away from that, to be able to be Mekadosh yourself and be Koine Bris Mila. The world is a world that's Metamed Bris Mila. The world is a world of a feru bris mila. The American street is anti-kedusha. A person to be able to be mekadosh himself is dumb. He has to be gives blood has to go from him. Mesiras nefesh has to go from him. Thus is the trei zuzi dissolving abba. We get bought to the Rebbeinu Shlalom. Kaviyochol, you could say afterwards, Keli, Setaket dein Gott, Setaket dein Gott. In the Seder Agodah, we pour out 16 times, we pour out from the Kais, 10 by the 10 Makais, 3 times by the Tzach Adash Bachav, and 3 times by Dom Eish and Simrais Asham. It says in the Akimisha, brought in Mogen Avram, that it says in Arizal, that the Cherev of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is Yud Vav. There's a Shem that comes out of the Posik, Ki Malachov Yitzave Loch. The last four letters, the four letters at the end of the four words, Ki is a Yud, Malachov is a Vav, that's Yud Vav, Yitzave Loch, Hach, Yud Vav Hach. With that, Kaviyachol, the Eibishter is the Cherev that the Eibishter hits the Sinai Israel with. As I state in the Akimisha, as I state in Mogen Avram, the Makor is an Arizal, and that's the reason why we spill out of the wine 16 times is a nekuda of these 16 of this Cherev Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avada, we have no shaykhis to understand these nekudas. We have no shaykhis to understand these nekudas, but we know that it says in Pasuk, Cherev pifiyos biyodom. It says in Pasuk we have a cherev that has pifiyos, that it's sharped on two sides. The cherev is not sharped on one side. The cherev is pifiyos biyodom. The cherev has two pes. And it says in Rav Tzadik HaKoyen, and it's also mentioned in Svasemes, that the cherev pifiyos, the two cherevs, are the bris haloshein and the bris amor. Those are the two cherevs that a person has. That's the pifiyos, two pes that we have, that have that cherev, that the cherev has two sides. So there's really every tipa that we take out of the wine is really a double tipa. There's two times Yud Vav. 16 for one cherev and 16 for the other cherev. Because we have two cherevs. We have one cherev that comes from the Mesiras Nefesh for Sur Meira to be Mechala Dera, and one cherev, the koyach of Asei Toiv. Esther Amalka went in on the first day Pesach, and when she saw that the Shechina was nostalgic, she said, Keili, Keili, Lama Azavtoni. We said over from the Arizal, the Shem that it comes out of Yud Vav Hach. Yud is 10, Vav is 6, He is 5, is 21, and Achof is 41, Begematria Keili. When Esther came the first day, Pesach, that's the time when a Yid is kind of the Eibishter, and he says, Keili, Keili. One Keili from the Dam of Pesach, one Keili from the Dam of Mila. The two Keichos that are lying in Yom HaPesach, Keili, Keili. Maybe we should repeat something, I don't know if I said it here or not, but our Koponim will repeat Adava Neira that a Yid told me, I don't know the Mekar of it, but Sidvarim Neiraim Admiyot. State in Mishneh Berura in Simen Aleph. It says in Mikar is a chinuch. There are sheish mitzvahs tmidiyos that are the yisayd ayisaydis to bring a person to shivisi Hashem lenegdi samet. The sheish mitzvahs are anoichi lo yielecha yichud Hashem, avas Hashem lo sesuru and yiras Hashem. Keili keili. Aleph Onoichi Lamed Loye Yud Yichud Keili Aves Hashem Loisesuru Yiras Hashem. Keli, Keli, the koyach of a yid's Ava and Yira, the koyach of a yid's Emuna and the Eibishter, that's what the koyach of a yid, Mo Hashem Elekecha Shoyel Mi'imach, the Eibishter asks you, Mo Hashem Elekecha, what is this Hashem Elekecha? That's what he's Shoyel Mi'imach. You know the answer is how you become Hashem Elekecha, Kiyim Le'yira, with Yira, La'ava, with that you become Hashem Elekecha. With the Ava and Yira, with the Amuna, that's what you become Hashem Elekecha. And that's the tachlis of Leila Seder, to bring a person to his Amuna, to bring a person to his Avas and Yiras Hashem. That's the Nekudas or Aveda that there is in Leil HaSeder. It says from Heiligen Radzimina that he writes that the Rebbe Rabbunim of Peshischa said, who wrote the Agada? Eliyahu Hanavi wrote the Agada. Pele Ploim. Eliyahu Hanavi, if you roguely says in the Lashon of the Agada, you realize that the Agada was written by Eliyahu Hanavi. As I state in Agada Tzemach Menachem, that he brings it in the name of the Rebbe Rabbunim of Peshischa. Dvarim Neiroim. We have an Agasha that just like we know that on Sukkot there's an Inyan of a Shpizen. Somebody want to ask a Narish, a Shaila, who is the Shpizen, who is the guest by Leila Seder? The guest by Leila Seder is Eliyahu Hanavi. In every house there's an Eliyahu Hanavi is his guest. We all know we make a Kaishal Eliyahu. We all know that Eliyahu Hanavi plays a Neuridic role in the Aveda of Leila Seder. Maybe we can try and talk a little bit in the Kuda, which is by me and the Kuda on the floor, in looking right at the Avodas HaSeder. In the beginning of the Seder, we make Yachatz, and the Minig Yisrael brought ready in Tor, Machlekes, the Tor Paskin Zazay, that we take the middle matzah, and we split the middle matzah in two. The bigger half we put away for Afikoyman, the smaller half we leave between the matzahs. The Heilige Svasemes explains the Pu'ula of Afikoyman, that it goes on the Geula Asida. The bigger half is put away for later, put away for the Geula Asida, meaning that the Geula is split. We started in Mitzrayim, and then there's the Geula Asida, that's the end of all the Galusim. That means, Vigam l'rabbe shar malchiyos, as it says in Chazal, and the Geula Asida is ki meitzeischa Mitzrayim erenu neflois, that's the godless of the Geula Asida. So that's the second half of Afikoyman. Why do we take the middle matzah? Dvarim Pshutim, the three matzahs are Avram, Yitzchak, and Yankiv. The Gemara says in Masechet Shabbos Peites Amid Beis that who is going to be the one who is going to be mamlitz, that we should be zeicha to the Geula, daika Yitzchak. So we take Yitzchak's matzah, and we bring that Yitzchak is the koyach of the Geula Asida. That's where the koyach of Geula is. There is much more than just saying that Yitzchak is the middle matzah, and that has to do with Afikoyman. Be'etzem, the matzahs themselves have a meridic kesher to Yitzchak. In the Torah Gedosha, the matzahs are called Lechem Oini. Lechem Oini is begematria Yitzchak. It can't be bechinom that the gematria of Lechem Oini is Yitzchak. The Teretz is, Yitzchak refers to the Avodah of Yira. Yitzchak refers to the Avodah of Yiras Shamayim. Matzahs are the keli for Yiras Shamayim. Matzahs are the keli for Yiras Shamayim. It says in the Agada, Matzahzu shano oichlem al shumma, al shum shal hispik b'tzeikom, shal v'seinu la'achmetz ad shenigla aleyem, melech malche amalachem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Matzah embodies in itself Gilu Yashchena. Matzah embodies in himself that Gilu Yashchena that was in Mitzrayim lies in the mitzvah of Matzah. Ube Moira Godel zu Gilu Yashchena. Where there's Gilu Yashchena, there's Moira Godel, there's Yerushamayim. Matzah brings Yerushamayim. Matzah in itself is the Nekuda of Yitzchak. It's more than that. Matzah is also the Nekuda of Busha. Yira and Busha go together. Rav Tzadik HaKoyen points out, the Gemara says, in Masechtes Yevamos, Gimel Simonim in Eid, Rachmanim, Baishanim, Goimlech Chasadim. Rav Tzadik HaKoyen in Yisrael Kedoshim writes that these three Midos come from the three Aves. Gemilas Chasodim from Avram, Busha from Yitzchak, and Rachmanes from Yaakov. We're not going to go into the three, except what he says by Shonim is Yitzchak. Based on the Gemara, so you see that Yira and Busha go together. The Tkunei Zohar says, Bereishis Yore Shabbos Yore Boishes. Bereishis is Yore Boishes. Yira and Busha go together. Anova, Yira and Busha are the three Midos. All these three Midos are connected one to another. Busha and Anova are one Midah. And Ekev Anova, Yiras Hashem. Yira says in the first Ramon Shulchan Aruch that a person that holds knows Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samet, which means brings a person to Yira, brings a person also to Busha. But the first Ramon Shulchan Aruch says something else also. V'lo yevosh mipnei amaligim olav. I think the Rama is referring to an eretik in the Kuda. A person with Busha is in danger. You know why he's in danger? Because his busha could go for a busha that's not good. His busha could bring that it should be yevash min amaligam olav. So Rama tells you, even if you remember the Eibishter is around you, and you're coming with a busha, but you should have in yourself tkifas adas. Don't forget that la yevash min amaligam olav. In Heilig Chasam Sofer writes in the Drashais, on a pasuk in this coming week, Sedra, it says, Eitz Erez, an obvious question that the Sosemes says the question openly. Why an Eitz Erez? Why do you need an Erez in the Kapara? He was a Gbiya Atzmaike Erez. You don't need it in the Kapara. The Kapara is the Shni Toilas and the Ezoif. I'm not going to go into what the Sosemes answers. But in a piece of Chasam Sofer in the Drasha is State Adova Noira Admiyoid. Before you get a Nova, before you get Shni Toilas and Ezoif, you have to remember that Al Yevash Min Amaligim Olav, and you have to have an Eres to yourself. If you're not going to have an Eres to yourself, you're only going to have Shni Toilas and Ezoif, that Anova is going to bring you to the Busha, and that Busha will bring you, that you'll be afraid of all the peer pressure around you, and you won't be able to stand up for your good, for your ideals. That's why you need an Eitz Eres to be able to overcome the Al Yevash Min Amaligim Olav. As I state in Heiliger, as I state in the Heilige Chasam Sofer, Matzah is Busha, but the Busha comes together with Kifus Hadas. You can't have Matzah and the Busha should be in the wrong place. What is the Simen of Chametz? The Simen of the Chametz is a Chsifu Ponov. Chsifu Ponov is Busha, but that's the wrong Busha. The Matzah and Chametz are very close one to another. Everybody knows the word that a hay and a ches are very close one to another. It's easy to make a mistake between the two, because both of them have the same nakuda. There's busha that's matzah, and there's busha that's chametz. And you can mix them up very easily. You can mix up the two bushas. You can make a busha that's chametz, and that's ichsifu ponov. The busha of matzah, which comes from Yerushamayim, that comes together with kifis hadas, of an Erez, which is Begematria Yitzchak Agav, and it comes with the Tkifus Hadas of being Goyver on the Al Yevash Minam, of Yevash Minam Aligim, not to be Al Yevash Minam Aligim Olav. A cold ponim, the Matzah is Yitzchak. The Matzah is Yitzchak, and Yitzchak and an Eliyahu go together. Chazal tell us Pinchas Ze Eliyahu. And in Zohar HaKadosh it says, Raza of Pinchas is Yitzchak. And Yitzchak is Begematria Pinchas with a Yud, as it says in Zohar HaKadosh. What does this all mean? It means coming back to the Nekuda that Leila Seder has a Nekuda of Mesiras Nefesh in it. It has a Nekuda of Bittul and Mesiras Nefesh of a person of being Koina, the Mida of Dam, to be Mesiras Nefesh himself for the Eibishter. Who is the Koyach of Mesiras Nefesh in Klal Yisrael? Yitzchak at the Akedah is the Koyach of Mesiras Nefesh in Klal Yisrael. And from there, Pinchas took the Koyach of Mesiras Nefesh to go and do a Maisa of Mesiras Nefesh. Ilu hafach zimni v'harag le Pinchas, the Gemara says, it would have been right and Pinchas was Moser Nefesh himself for Kedushas Yisrael, and then comes Eliyahu HaNavi, is the Gemara Koyach of Mesiras Nefesh. That's the Koychos of the Seder, are Yitzchak, Pinchas, Eliyahu. Yitzchak and Eliyahu go together, as we just mentioned, and that is the Koyach of the Seder, Eliyahu Malach HaBris. Eliyahu is the Malach HaBris, is the Ashpiza of the Seder, because Avodas HaSeder is Kedusha Api Dam. Dam of Bris, Dam of Pesach, the Chadgadi of Eid, to jump Leila Seder and to make an ultimate change, an ultimate Mapecha, to be able to make that Nuridika Mapecha that a person could make in the Koyach of Leila Seder. It's a Dava Poshut, it's a Dava Poshut that that's the Koyach of Leila Seder. We'll end with a word that's printed, but I will just mention it, because I think that it'll give the shkimar of how much avodah we have to do for Leila Seder. Rabbi Elie Greditzer said in a drasha Shabbos HaGadol printed in Meiria years ago. They printed a drasha of Shabbos HaGadol from Rabbi Elie Greditzer, who is known as the Greditzer Tzaddik. Dvarim Neiram Admiyoy, just one point, then the whole Nakuda is not for now. A Nakuda Nifloa Admiyoy. The night of Pesach, Esther and Mordechai made a gezeira that 3 days they should fast and should go by Leila Seder betaynis. Ribbono Dal Makula, he asks, the gezeira was in Adar. Why did they have to be mevatel Leila Seder? They could have waited Tishrei. There's no better time than Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Aseres Yemei Tshuva, make a big taynis. 7 days, most people fasted on Mola Seres Yemei Tshuva. You want Laila V'yoyim, make 3 days. Sedar Yom Kippur, Sedar Rosh Hashanah. What's happens Leila Seder? Elomai, the chlata from this kasha is, there is no better time for tefillah. There's no better time for turning over a gzeira. There's no better time to make a mapecha than Leila Seder. And Mordechai and Esther know that the only way to make a mapecha in Klal Yisrael and make a mapecha in Shamayim to turn over Gzeira is to use the Neuridike Eir of Leila Seder. That's the Avodah of a Yid. When we hear these Avodahs, when we hear these Diburim, we realize that if one wants to be able to change himself with Mesiras Nefesh, to take the Koyach of Leila Seder, to make a Emistika Zeus, to make an Emistika move and to be able to be Zoicha, to be able to make a change in his life, that is the night to do it, because we have the Koyach of the Dam to make Bidamaye Chayi, to be Zoicha to Emistika Chayim and to make an Emistika Mapecha in one's life.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.